The Character Sketch of Madhav. Introduction. Madhav is another important character in the play. He is a distant uncle of Amal and a well-to-do man. When Amal's parents died, Madhav brought Amal to his home and adopted him as his son. Amal has a great meaning in his life. Before his arrival, his life seemed to have no meaning. In fact, his wife was dying to adopt a child. Heading: A worldly person. Madhav is a worldly person. He is money-minded. He is interested in making money. He tells Gaffer about the importance of earning money. You know, brother, how hard all this getting money in has been, that everybody else child would sail in and waste all this money earned with so much trouble. Oh, I hated the idea. But with the arrival of Amal, his ideas have changed. He is a changed person. Earlier, he had a passion to earn. But now he likes to earn for the sake of Amal. He says to Gaffer, "Formerly, earning was a sort of passion with me. I simply couldn't help working for money. Now I make money, and as I know it is all for this little boy, earning becomes a joy to me." Heading: His attachment for Amal. Madhav has developed a deep attachment for Amal. He tells Gaffer about the child Amal. He has had no mother since infancy, and now the other day he lost his father as well. In the very opening of the play, he expresses his feelings for Amal. "What a state I am in! Before he came, nothing mattered. I felt so free. But now that he has come, goodness knows from where my heart is filled with his dear self, and my home will be no home to me when he leaves." Heading: His anxiety about Amal's health. Madhav is highly worried about the health of his adopted son Amal. He is in a state of fix about what to do in the case of Amal. He asks again and again the doctor to do something about the child. When the doctor quotes from the scripture and medical books, Madhav is only irritated and says to the doctor, "Oh, get along, don't fling your scriptures at me. You only make me more anxious. Tell me what I can do." Madhav is greatly upset at the sickness of Amal. He is in a fix as to what he should do in the case of his adopted son. He sculpturously follows at the instruction given by the doctor. He does not allow Amal to move out of his room and keeps all the windows shut. "No, I have used the utmost care, never let him out of doors, and windows have been shut almost all the time. He is ready to do every possible thing to save the life of the child." Heading: Down to Earth. Madhav is not a man of imagination or fancy. He shows no interest in the tales told to Amal by Gaffer. Rather, he gets irritated often. When Gaffer tells Amal about the parrot's isles, Madhav says irritatingly, "He won't bother his head running errands for your pet fakir in and out among the nests in his parrot's isles." Madhav is not imaginative, not is he romantic by temperament. The following conversation also reveals the realistic nature of Madhav. Amal: "How I wish I were a bird." Then Gaffer: "But that would have been a bit of a job. I hear you have fixed up with the dairyman to be a hawker of curds when you grow up. I am afraid such business won't flourish among birds. You might land yourself into loss. Madhav, really, this is too much. Between you two, I shall turn crazy. Now I am off. Madhav also does not believe in others easily. He lacks faith. When others show interest in Amal's talks about outside world, Madhav shows disbelief. The talk between the headman and Amal about the king's postman appears just meaningless and a joke. Madhav says, I beseech you, headman, don't you joke about these things. In fact, he is a prosaic person who has no interest in activities other than concerning the real world. Last heading, his symbolic importance. Madhav is a symbolic character. He stands for worldly prosperity. His main interest lies in making and saving money. He wants to be a richer and richer. According to another interpretation, Madhav can also be seen as a man who makes vain efforts to please the soul by offering materialistic things. He thus tries to please Amal with his materialistic objects, but Amal, who represents soul, is not pleased. However, Madhav deserves sympathy. Though he is a worldly and money-minded, he loves Amal beyond all these considerations. He himself says, "Now I make money, and as I know, it is all for this dear boy, earning becomes a joy to me." The character sketch of Madhav is over.